you know, it's exciting. I can't wait to get down there and, you know, hook it up with Carl Klug and David Cobb, obviously, my former teammates. So.
And what's that like? Have you looked up to Klug in the past? Or?
Yeah, I mean, most definitely. When you're growing up in Caledonia, small town like that, you're going to look up to people like him who are, you know, making a name for themselves and, you know, kind of burning a path in the, for, you know, for you.
You are here right now after the first cut. What's this journey been like?
You know, it's kind of been a whirlwind, but, you know, it's been a lot of fun. Excited about it and excited about my opportunity and, you know, my good fortune to be here. I'm blessed to be here, and I'm just ecstatic to be here.
Does it get more difficult the closer you get to the final cut?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think so. I mean, people are definitely a little more nervous and things of that nature, but you just got to try and stay calm and focus at the task at hand.
So what has this preseason been like for you?
You know, it's been a lot of fun. Obviously, it's been kind of up and down with, you know, not knowing how many reps you're going to get, but it's exciting and glad to be out there when I'm out there, and supporting the team is awesome. I love being here, so, you know, Minnesota Viking is about as good as it can get, so, you know, it's exciting.
Do you feel like you've put enough plays together to stand out?
I don't know. I don't make that decision. I hope so, but we'll see.
David Cobb, what a job down there. What did you see in David Cobb as a teammate that led you to believe, you know, that he could play in this league?
Well, he's a tremendous worker, really works hard. Obviously, he's a great runner. He's got great hands. That's one thing that I think will set him apart down there is he's got really good hands, kind of under the radar hands because we didn't throw the ball, you know, that much. But he's got really good hands and is really good, you know, after the catch and gets yards after contact too. So.
Disappointing you won't be able to watch your old squad on Thursday. You'll be doing something else, huh?
Yeah, I was kind of hoping that I'd get to watch that, but, you know, I'm excited for their opportunity. I hope they're, you know, ready to go. I talked to Jonah Persig last night on the phone, and he sounds excited and sounds like they're ready to go, so it's going to be a fun one.
Isaac David was kind of a guy that, for us, sort of burst on the scene, but they've been talking about him for a while. Is that someone you'd seen in practice and maybe knew that that was in there?
I just feel like he was somebody that always had something to work on, just like everybody else. I mean, that's kind of the tough part of this business is there's something you always got to get better at. And, you know, in college, David was working through some things, and once he figured it out, he really, you know, played well, obviously, as you can see.
Is there a niche thing that you're trying to work on, trying to show off while you're in camp here? Anything that they've said to you, hey, be good at this?
Well, I mean, I think if you can do things that other people can, as far as whether that's special teams or offensively, you're going to hopefully set yourself apart and, you know, make some plays that will hopefully, you know, kind of make people think about you at the end and be like, hey, maybe we, you know, keep him around a little longer. So hopefully I've done some things and, you know, hopefully –